Tuesday was the first test of new congressional maps in Pennsylvania after the state Supreme Court redrew them in January to undo Republican gerrymandering. In the Philadelphia region, four women won Democratic primaries and are now positioned to shift the makeup of Pennsylvania's congressional representatives. Currently, all 18 members are male. Dave Davies is a senior reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia, and he's been following the races, and he joins me now. Dave, welcome.
Hi, Tanzina.
So briefly, what can you tell us what happened in January and how that affected yesterday's primary?
Yeah, this was a seismic thing for politics in this region. There's long been a complaint that the congressional maps in Pennsylvania were wildly gerrymandered with, you know, crazy looking districts, and a lawsuit succeeded at the state level. They didn't go to federal court. They made a claim on the state constitution, and the state Supreme Court, seven members, five of which were elected by as Democrats in partisan races, redrew the map themselves and radically changed the political balance in the region. The other thing that happened in the Philadelphia area is we had a bunch of departures. I mean, three members decided not to seek re-election. One, Pat Meehan, because of a sexual harassment scandal. The other two, in part, because the politics had changed. So you had a bunch of open seats in new districts, and this surge of Democratic progressive women wanting to take this on. And we have a result which is going to change the state's delegation and will have a national impact.
So talk a little bit more about this wave of women who won Democratic primaries in Pennsylvania. I mean, currently the state has an all-male delegation.
This is a big deal. I mean, this state has been behind the times in gender representation for decades. Currently, every single member of Congress from Pennsylvania is a man. It's been that way for many years. And that's clearly going to change in a big way. And you're seeing women running who are private citizens, business people, attorneys, state legislators, and I don't think that's going to change. I think they are here to stay, and they're going to have a real impact.
And there are currently just five Democrats representing Pennsylvania in the House. How many seats can Democrats take in November?
Yeah, that's five out of 18, even though there are more than 800,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans in the area. The results last night indicate that if things go as expected, the Democrats are pretty much assured of flipping two of those seats. So they'll go from five out of 18 to seven out of 18. They have a legitimate shot at three more. And a lot of that, of course, Tanzania, will depend on what happens between now and November. Does Trump do well in Korea? Does the economy go well? But if things go the Democrats' way, they could easily flip a total of five, giving them 10 out of 18, which would be a big boost for the state party and the national party.
So there may be some listeners who aren't following politics as closely. What do Pennsylvanians just need to know about what happened yesterday?
What I think they need to know is that the game has changed in terms of the political geography. You know, instead of these crazy districts which tended to favor Republicans, they're pretty much now contiguous districts. And so that's going to more accurately reflect kind of the sentiments of voters. And so I think you're going to have a more balanced representation from the state on a partisan basis. And, you know, the fact is that there are a lot of women who were simply energized by the election of Donald Trump, and voters responded.
So in terms of the role of the president in all this, are voters happy with the president?
Well, they're divided as people are in the rest of the country. But I think what you are seeing is, you know, an enthusiasm gap. It's very clear that Democratic voters, at least so far, seem really juiced. And one thing that will not make the national news coverage, Tanzania, is there was a special state house election in a suburban district. A Democrat won that seat last night for the first time in 34 years, and she was a woman. And I think that is a reflection of this surge in Democratic interest and commitment to change things.
And the big takeaway for folks outside of Pennsylvania, what's that?
Well, it's that congressional districts matter, and they have been dramatically altered in Pennsylvania. I think that the Democrats have a real shot at taking the House. I mean, the things that are happening here in terms of overall trends are happening in other places. The other thing is that local politics matter. Pennsylvanians are going to elect a governor this year. If it is a Democrat, that will give them a stronger voice in drawing new congressional districts after the next census. And that's going to affect Congress into the future.
Dave Davies, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Tanzina.
Dave Davies is a senior reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia.